midday at Gaza's Al-Shifa Hospital. Ambulances mute their sirens as they bring in the victims of war. Officials say Gaza's largest hospital now treats only the wounded from the conflict. Routine illnesses and surgeries are referred to other facilities. Wounded lie in beds in departments once dedicated to gynecology and internal medicine. Some wait on gurneys in the hallways, others on the floor. The pediatric ward is full. This girl was hit by shrapnel from a shell. Her mother, Sukhair Khalifa, says her sister and two brothers are in critical condition in intensive care.
Their fathers asked them to sleep next to us, but they refused. They wanted to sleep with their dolls. We worried all night. Suddenly, we heard something land on our house. We thought it had happened to our neighbors. Then we saw smoke everywhere.
Student nurse Ragda Samur has been volunteering here since the conflict began. She works 2 8-hour shifts a day, like everybody else.
The majority of the cases have head injuries, brain damage. Others have amputated hands or legs. We have martyrs. God have mercy on them. But the injuries are very, very hard to bear.
Some wounded are being sent home early. There are not enough beds, supplies, or staff, says pediatrician Basil Bakr.
And really, this is not the biggest part of our suffering. The biggest part is the psychological part. We see children, we see babies. Those who will be able to live will be disabled. It is a disaster. You can't tolerate to see.
The United Nations says one-third of Gaza's hospitals and clinics have been damaged. A dozen health workers have been killed or wounded in the conflict. As a result, humanitarian groups say Gaza's medical system will need outside support for a very long time. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Al-Shifa Hospital, Gaza.